filming yourself from last season after the year was over?
Yeah, well, you know, watch a little bit from last year. Just look at some fundamentals and things that I wanted to work on, wanted to improve on during the off season.
What was your takeaways from that?
Obviously got some things to improve on, but you know, obviously it's a different scheme, different things. So you know, just trying to most of the work's just on just getting just getting my feet moving fast. You know, continue. I know just keep my fast twitch movements in line where they need to be. As you get older, those can decrease. So just work hard on working on my fast twitch movements.
Eli, you've talked in the past about the change from Coughlin's offense to Ben McAdoo's, and it was really a pretty drastic change.
Right.
How would you describe this change now?
It's not a huge change. There's always going to be new plays. It's kind of a combination. There's some plays that are similar to last year. There's some plays that are similar to Coach Gilbride and Coach Coughlin's offense. So so it's a combination. I think at this point, you've seen most plays being run. It's just kind of the wording, how you get it called, and make sure as the play's coming in, you can visualize it quickly. You can get the words out and get to your adjustments and protections and changing plays. And it's really more about just kind of running the offense, even after the play's called, and all that verbiage, and make sure everybody's on the same page.
Eli, Coach Shermer just talked about what he learned about you from that first practice yesterday, being on the field together for the first time. What did you learn about him as a head coach from being on the field together for the first time?
Well, I think every coach is going to be a little different. Just he does like to coach on the field. Some coaches like to kind of just, hey, run the plays, and you coach in the film room after. He likes to, each play have a quick discussion. Some you don't, some you do. But, he'll grab a receiver, he'll grab me, and just talk a little bit about what you did well, what you could have done better. I think had a good demeanor the whole time. But he's a coach. He likes to coach up the guys and get everybody on the same page, especially, it's a little different. It's kind of the first time you're running things. A lot of times in this time of year, you got a few weeks to practice some routes and practice things on the field before you go practice them. This year, kind of thrown right into the mix, and we're kind of, learning on the fly a little bit.
Obviously, you got the draft tomorrow. Can you describe, representing your team right now, what you guys feel going into tomorrow night? What's it like right now for the Giants?
I think for the teams, for most players, right now our focus is on this mini camp that we're in. We're trying to learn this offense and build a unity, build a closeness, and make sure everybody's on the same page as we move forward. I think our focus is on the guys that are here, and come next week we'll have some new free agents, new draft picks, and we got to get them caught up to speed as quickly as possible to help us out.
You sit around and watch it tomorrow, or you wait for somebody tells you who you pick afterwards? Have you?
I haven't planned my day for tomorrow yet. So I'll know who we draft. Then go about my business.
Do you watch the draft usually though? You sit there and watch the whole first round?
No, very, very, very seldom.
Hypothetically,
always.
What would Saquon Barkley add to your offense?
I'll answer all the, draft questions after the draft. I think that's the easiest way. There's a lot of possibilities in this person and that person, so no point kind of speculating on the guys, and just wait for the, see what happens.
I don't know if this counts, but did you have a chance while you were here in the offseason to meet any of the guys who came through, any of the top quarterbacks or Saquon or anybody?
I've met most of the top quarterbacks before, but I did get to see a few of them in the facility, and went up and talked to them just because I've been around them before. Some of the running backs also. So I saw a few of the guys over the year, and all of them are obviously good players and good people from my encounters with them. So all went well.
Do you feel like the fittest 37-year-old?
Well, I heard that's what Coach said. So I don't know if that's. He hadn't been around too many 37-year-olds, maybe. So no, I feel good. I feel I'm moving around well. I feel always work on my flexibility and my conditioning and all season lifting and everything. So haven't relaxed on that in any sense. So I know need that to kind of keep up with these other guys. So, but I feel good in that sense, and got to keep it that way.
Not a big thing to coach.
That's good. Always a good thing. Well, compliments are always good from the head
Except
coach.
Except is he reminding you that you're old, or reminding you that you're good in shape for it?
37 is not old. You know, I think 37 is young. So it's all perspective.
It's like running back for a catcher, right?
Right.
Eli, you've spent a lot of time, or it's been said you spent a lot of time this offseason with Davis Webb watching film, getting ready, working out together. Can you just talk about the kind of growth you've seen in him?
Well, I think Davis he's always worked extremely hard, even last year. He likes watching film. He likes drawing up plays. He likes doing all those things. So we were in there a good bit, just trying to, you know, you can't really have any meetings with the coach. You're trying to learn a new offense, and really the only way is, kind of watching film. It was good watching it with someone else, just because you can, kind of help, decipher what the read was, or what the play was going on, or what the protections are, and try to figure out some things. So, he works extremely hard. On the field, in the film room, in the weight room, so he's got the right mentality for it all, and that's good. That's what you like to be. Surround yourself with guys who work extremely hard. I think that even motivates me to work harder and to keep up with them.
Eli, what do you remember most about the night before your own draft?
I was in New York. That's about all I remember. I think I went to dinner with my family and just tried to. It was a stressful time because of everything going on, but just tried to enjoy it and try to enjoy the time being in New York, being at the draft, being with my family, and knowing I'm gonna have the opportunity to play in the NFL somewhere. And so, I think just tried to relax a little bit before. I knew kind of once you get drafted and you're going to a team, I knew the work was about to amp up, and I had to go kind of earn that right to play quarterback for that team.
Eli,
Justin, Pat Sherman, the compliments. Dave Gettleman has talked about your arm strength, seasons left, all that sort of thing. What has that meant to you that this new regime has come in with a lot of positivity directed at you?
Yeah, well, no, that helps. It helps, obviously when you feel that the coaches and the GMs and everybody is excited about working with you, has your back, and looking forward to good things. So obviously I gotta prove that and do that every day and get on the field and make sure I'm making the right decisions, protecting the ball, making good throws, and learning this offense quickly. So I think we're off to a good start, but we got a lot of football left.
Eli, you're 5 months removed from 3-13. I mean, as you see this team coming in, do you kind of get the sense that where can we go this year? Is 8-8 better, or?
I don't think I've ever put a number on going into the season. I do know in the NFL, you can go from a bad team to a good team quickly, and vice versa, and it's kind of happened both ways. And so it's just it's about everybody kind of buying in, putting a few of the right pieces together, finding ways to win those close games. And, everybody's got to, buy in and learn this offense and be work hard and be here and be committed and have great work ethic through this period and through training camp. So it's just a matter of, can we all put the work in and to make the changes that we need?
Eli,